The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the show's participants and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KXNT or CBS Radio. This show is not intended to provide listener with specific medical advice, and you should seek assistance of a medical professional.
This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. The doctor is in to talk about your health and your vitality on FM News 100.5.
Good morning, Las Vegas, and welcome to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. I'm here every Saturday morning right here on FM News 100.5 talking about your health and vitality. Listeners, if you want to give us a call here at the studio today, we're going to be taking your phone calls. The phone number is 702-733-KXNT. I also want to give my listeners my website. It's vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. I got a hot topic we're going to be talking about this morning. So men and women, we're going to be talking about hormones. We're going to be talking about common things that everyone may experience starting even early in life at the age of 25. So grab your girlfriend, grab your significant other, your husband, your wife, because everybody can benefit from this show this morning. We're going to be talking about hormones, common symptoms that may be experienced by hormones, and even about your sex life. I said it right here on the radio, so now I know I got everybody's attention this morning, and I want to introduce a great friend of mine, also a colleague. I have Dr. Robert Seek with Partell Specialty Pharmacy in the studio today, and we're going to be sharing about hormones, some of the myths, some of the facts right here for our listeners, and kind of clear up some of the misconceptions out there that our listeners have about hormones. So welcome, Robert.
Good morning, Christy. Thanks for having me on the radio show again.
Excellent. So we're going to spend a little bit, probably the first half of the show, we're going to talk a little bit about women's health. And then the last 30 minutes, we're going to talk about men's health. So all of our listeners can kind of benefit from the symptoms and the things that people are experiencing. And I know some of the top things that I see in my own practice are decrease in energy, foggy memory, sleep problems. We live in this 24-hour town and stress wears on us. People don't sleep a normal sleep cycle. I have a lot of patients of mine that work with the police department, the fire department, work in the casinos, or even daily stress. They don't sleep a regular schedule at all. Or if they are sleeping, they're only sleeping 3-4 hours a night, and they're not getting that good night's sleep, and how it really affects the adrenal glands, the hormone levels. And I have patients that come in even in their 20s that have hormone deficiencies. And I know even at the pharmacy, you see the same things, correct?
That's right. I mean, once you start down the path of high stress, low sleep, every hormone in the body becomes disrupted. And it's such a hot topic for your office and for my pharmacy to be involved in hormone replacement therapy, because if you think about estrogen, testosterone, and both men and women, each of these hormones has 300 or 400 different functions. So once you start to lose a little bit of sleep, your hormone production goes down because of that. And if you have a hormone responsible for 400 different functions in the body and it starts to go down, you're going to definitely feel the effects of that, not in a positive way.
Exactly. And I know that we kind of share some of the same things. We run this crazy schedule, busy lifestyle that I know a lot of our listeners do. And some of the things that we experience are really real. And I think that a lot of times people will go, they'll start getting this, you know, fatigue feeling. I got that foggy memory. I'm not sleeping well at night. It starts to wear on the body. You start to get muscle aches, joint pain, and you just know something's not right. Oftentimes what people do is I find they go to their primary care doctor, internal medicine. They get this general blood work done. Everything comes back normal. They get frustration because now they just said that they're normal, but they know that they're experiencing some problem. Even I see people come in, they'll start to get a little bit higher cholesterol levels. Their blood pressure's changed. They're putting on 5 or 10 pounds. The body fat's coming in the stomach area. I'm losing muscle tone. And these are common symptoms, but people are really kind of searching out there. But the fear of hormones scares people. And we really want to focus on that today, both in men and women. And it shouldn't scare people because if it's done properly, it's really safe. And it really comes to a quality of life that can benefit people out there, correct?
Absolutely. And you touched on something about, you know, one of my favorite fields, biostatistics. There's a difference between something that is common and something that is normal. So sometimes when you look at blood panels for people, yes, you might fall in a normal range, but the normal ranges are very large, and they're meant to really only identify outliers at the far ends of the spectrum that may have severe disease. But it's not normal to feel tired all the time, to not be able to sleep, to not have any interest or sex drive at all, no matter what your age is. And I know that you tell your patients this, and when I lecture to other physicians and patients too, I just say, never let anyone tell you that you're just getting older, so it's just supposed to happen that you get old, cold, tired, fat, dumb, and sexless. That's just not the way. Hormones have become a big part of that because of how crucially important they are in everyone.
Absolutely, and you hit it right there. Them symptoms are not normal out there, and there's treatment for our listeners out there that are experiencing some of these symptoms. And I find that fatigue is huge. People don't wake up in the morning. They don't feel good in the morning. They're looking for our coffees. They're at the local coffee shop. They're drinking energy drinks just to get up and get going in the morning because they had a bad night's sleep. Or even people that sleep, they don't wake up and feel revived and ready to go in the morning. And them symptoms aren't normal. And some of the things that I find, and I wanted to spend this first half hour talking a little bit about women. And I think there's a lot of misconception out there for our women that are listening out there. And even women and starting in the ages of their 20s that start experiencing PMS symptoms. Oftentimes, Robert, what I find is they're going to primary care, OBGYN, internal medicine. And don't get me wrong, they're great doctors, but they just don't specialize in this type of treatments out there. What happens? They get put on an antidepressant. They get put on birth control. And we could spend a whole show talking about birth control, regulating your periods with it, regulating PMS symptoms. Even one of the common lines for acne treatment in younger women that start, or even in your teenagers or your grandchildren out there, is they go and they get put on birth control to control the acne, which ultimately they're correcting a hormone imbalance, but they're not doing it with a great product. And I know you being a pharmacist, we could do a whole show back and forth just on this right here, but kind of share with our listeners a little bit about why that's not good.
Well, you just talked about the one thing. So birth control pills prescribed for young women to regulate their period. You know, a lot of what we are faced with in 21st century America is not just the stressful lifestyles that we lead, but the 80,000 different chemicals that are known to pollute our environment. And many of these chemicals, because you're using, say, pesticides, for example, to disrupt an insect's life cycle, these things are very similar in structure to hormones, and a lot of them are very similar to estrogen. So in both men and women, we see these effects. What we see in women, this is very negative. Take the year 1900. We weren't using pesticides. The average age for onset of menstruation in the year 1900 was 18 years old. Today, the average age is 12 or 13. Women are exposed to far more estrogen-like compounds. So this is causing things like PCOS, and this is all well documented in the literature. You know, for men, we see now decreased sperm counts due to the high estrogen load. We see testosterone levels going down faster. And then you couple along with that, we just don't eat enough of the healthiest things, fruits and vegetables in our diet. The downward spiral begins. So a simple treatment algorithm, if you're a woman, well, if you're under 40, you know that if you have any kind of problem, you'll probably be put on a birth control pill and an antidepressant. If you're over 40, you're probably going to be on maybe the Premarin drug, the pregnant mare estrogens, and an antidepressant. And if that treatment doesn't work and you're over 50, well, then something is going to get cut out. That's when they do the hysterectomy and the oophorectomy. So there's a lot of layers to all of this, and I think it really starts with nutrition, which I know that you teach a lot. You have to have a nutrient-dense, fiber-rich diet, and you have to acknowledge the fact that hormone imbalance is causing such a huge list of symptoms that people commonly complain about, and it's just not normal to just not feel awesome. I think everyone should feel awesome all the time.
And that's kind of what we really focus on over at Vitality, too, is we really try to treat the person and not just, you have fatigue, you have sleep problems. Now let's give you a sleeping pill because now you're not sleeping at night because you have a hormone deficiency. Now it can be this whole cascade. And a lot of times I see people come in, they're on 2-3 medications. So now they're on birth control. Now they're on an antidepressant because one of the common things is mood swings, irritability, and everybody thinks you're depressed. And it may just be this estrogen dominance that you had talked about. And I see it so frequently, again, from all the environmental exposures. All of our foods are not picked right straight from the garden because you can't grow anything here in the desert. It's all shipped in. It's picked green. It's brought in. It's given chemicals. It's given hormones to make it grow, because the more you make, the more money you make, the faster it grows, the more hormones you give it. I was actually, you know, when I'm doing research on this and working this business, some of the things that they even give, like our chicken and our beef out there, to make it grow, it's not even allowed in Europe. It's not even allowed in these foreign countries to have. They won't even allow them to eat these products out there, but it's okay for us here. And then we wonder why we have all these hormone deficiencies and why people are feeling the way they do, which, again, we could spend a whole nother show just talking about, you know, foods and the way things that we eat. So when you mentioned talking about diet, it's so important out there. And when patients come and see me, we actually focus a portion of their visit on eating right and, you know, diet, because we really try to treat the whole person, treat your hormones, treat your diet, make sure you're getting a little bit of exercise out there. And it doesn't mean going and spending a membership at the gym. It's just we give you little tips just to become active. And, you know, a lot of times in women, too, they think, you know, after they hit 30, 40, they start getting those irregular periods. They start getting symptoms before their period. They may have more mood swings, more irritability. This can actually, and they call it as PMS. Again, we mentioned some of the common treatments out there. But some of the things that we do is we do this whole hormone panel. We look at the hormones. It's really kind of a simple test. I really prefer saliva, as we've talked in the past about treatments. You can do blood testing as a screen. When people get on treatment, though, you know, the debate between saliva and blood, and if we could only get the insurance companies out there to get on board with the treatment of it. And what we do is it really brings somebody in, give them a whole consultation. I bring you into the office. I want to know exactly what your symptoms are. I want to know what your lifestyle is, what your diet is. And then we really get down to the gritty. And really, I want to talk a little bit too and use your knowledge about bioidentical hormones out there. And we're going to have to take a break, but we're going to come back. We're going to talk about treatment for women and some of the symptoms that they may be experiencing. And hang on, men, because the last half of the show is going to be all about you. And we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. I am Dr. Christy Thomas with Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. My office phone number is 702-731-1200.
Prizes can be picked up at the CBS Radio M&K Heating and Cooling box offices located at 7255 South Tenaya Way, Suite 100. If your AC is down, call M&K Heating and Cooling at 702-263-0746. License number 66651.
The pictures don't lie. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I was just looking at before and after pictures since I started losing pounds and inches at Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. Wow, what a difference. Sure, I've dropped 31 pounds in just a few months. Sure, I've gone from a 3X swimsuit to an XL. But the pictures, oh, the pictures tell the real story. Friends tell me I look 10 years younger. You know how good that feels. It turns out at Vitality, I'm not counting calories or points or any of that stuff you do in other weight loss programs. And I'm not hungry. At Vitality, they understand people like you and me. They know we don't do rabbit food. They know we like big, juicy steaks with baked potatoes. Dr. Christy Thomas and her helpful staff will customize an eating plan just for you. Now, maybe you've given up on ever being able to lose weight. I hope you'll take just a minute to call Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing, APRN, at Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. Here's her number, 702-731-1200. It's a phone call that could change your life forever. 702-731-1200. That number one more time. 702-731-1200.
Guns, Rocky Mountain Gun Shows. Pistols, rifles, knives, and camo. Every single type of ammo. Gun Show.
Need guns and ammo? Skip the rest. Come to the best, the Rocky Mountain Gun Show. September 13th and 14th at the South Point Casino. No limit on ammunition at the lowest prices in show history. Plus, gun and ammo giveaways, including a free box of 22 ammo for the first 400 people. Info and discounts at RockyMountainGunShows.com.
Hey guys, if you're into fantasy football, you'll want to hear this. These new one-week fantasy football leagues at FanDuel.com are the hottest thing in fantasy sports. At FanDuel, you play in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. And with no season-long commitment, you only play when you want. And get this, there's a 36-year-old guy in Detroit named Chris Prince who's won over $656,000 playing at FanDuel. Damn! And he's not alone. Over 278,000 people have already won money playing in these one-week fantasy leagues at FanDuel.com. FanDuel's so big that they're paying out $10 million every week this football season. And right now, FanDuel is giving you up to $200 free. That's right. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. But hurry, this offer expires this Friday. The only way to get up to $200 free is to go to FanDuel.com. Click the microphone in the upper right corner and use the promo code FOOTBALL26. That's FANDUEL.com. Promo code FOOTBALL, the number 26.
CBS Radio and My Vegas Mobile app present the 18th annual Bite of Las Vegas Food and Music Festival on Saturday, September 27th from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. at Desert Breeze Park. Over 20,000 locals will attend, and if you're interested in being a sponsor or participating as a food vendor, contact CBS Radio at 702-889-5112 today. That's 702-889-5112. This is your year to be a part of The Bite of Las Vegas on Saturday, September 27th. For more information, visit Mix941.fm or call 702-889-5112.
News and information.
A vigil last night down in Bullhead City, where that community is mourning the 8-year-old girl found dead there, while a suspect is under arrest in the case.
A motive for this kidnapping and murder has not been given, so there's still the question why.
Your new voice of Las Vegas. Live, local, FM News 100.5. This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. The doctor is in to talk about your health and your vitality on FM News 100.5.
Welcome back, Las Vegas, to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. And I'm here with Dr. Robert Seek, owner of Partell Specialty Pharmacy. And we started the morning off talking about women, and we're going to spend the last half hour talking about men and hormone replacement. Some of the common symptoms when you go to your primary care doctor and you can't get answers for some of the symptoms that you're experiencing, and how we should all feel good, we should all have energy, we should all be able to sleep, and we should all have focus, no memory problems. When we left off, we were talking about some of the common symptoms that women may experience out there. And whether it be PMS, the evil term perimenopausal, menopausal, Robert, I don't know where they got that from, but they've labeled us all women in one of the three categories. And if you really get down to it, almost every woman is going to be diagnosed with one of them symptoms at some point in their life. And we've been talking about how this can really benefit people out there, whether you're starting in your 30s or your 40s, you're having night flashes, you're having hot flashes, you get that foggy memory, you're going to the gym, you're working out, you're getting an increase in belly fat, under the arm fat. All of us women complain about that. And whether you're just not seeing results at the gym, you're losing muscle mass, you know you're going to start losing bone mass. And we've mentioned a little bit about some of the symptoms, and we kind of were joking a little bit at break, and I say the first thing that always goes in women is they lose their sex drive. That's one of the common things that women lose. Men, it's the last thing out there that you guys lose. And that's a misconception in men too that we're going to talk about a little bit later in the last half of the show. But testosterone is so important in women, and it has more to do with than just sex drive or low libido, and it has a lot of health benefits out there. And oftentimes people think that estrogen is the only hormone replacement out there. And with all the studies and all the research out there and all the confusion in the media, women are confused about hormone replacement. We're going to talk a little bit next couple minutes about testosterone and kind of the benefits that it has in women. And with your background, and I know you've done a lot in pharmacy and you've been in the research industry and now owner of a bioidentical hormone, you know, pharmacy where you guys actually compound this stuff. And I want our listeners to know that this stuff is safe. There's a lot of benefits out there. It comes to quality of life versus if you read an aspirin bottle, how many side effects are on the back of that out there?
Exactly. I mean, even some of the drugs we mentioned earlier, when people start to see their physicians and complain about sleep disruption, they get prescribed a sleep aid. And very few people know that the commonly prescribed sleep aids actually decrease your slow wave sleep, which is when your growth hormone and your other hormones are made. But we're talking about the hormones like testosterone in women. And you mentioned estrogen. You know, it has been a common misconception for a long time that the hormone to replace in women is estrogen, and testosterone gets forgotten about. So I started researching the literature. As you know, I managed clinical trials for about 10 years in the drug industry and learned how to read this stuff. And in as early as 1937, physicians realized that testosterone deficiency in women not only leads to the common things they feel that you talked about, decreased muscle mass, decreased energy, decreased libido or sex drive, but things that they cannot feel, low testosterone and bone loss. Low testosterone in women can also lead to the development of cardiovascular disease. And if you look at the way testosterone and estrogen are measured, so someone gets a lab report, they show it to me and say, well, look at my estrogen level should be really high. It's usually a triple-digit number. It's 1 or 200 something. But it's in a unit called a picogram. Testosterone in women is only, say, a two-digit number, 35, 45, 55, but it's in nanograms. At any given time, testosterone in a woman's body should be at least 10 times higher than estrogen. And testosterone, because it is typically so high in women, is the first hormone to go down. And women may start to feel that tiredness and loss of sex drive. And maybe even the skin will start to get a little bit thinner. Their scalp hair will get a little bit thinner. These are all things they can feel. But what they can't feel is they're starting to lose bone mass. And we're seeing so much data emerging now that this imbalance, or you said earlier, estrogen dominance, what that might mean is women might still be estrogen deficient, but what if they're even more deficient in hormones like testosterone or even progesterone? Well, we know from the research data that this increases the risk of developing breast cancer in women. So studies have shown that not only can testosterone improve a lot of symptoms, but you can use testosterone replacement in women to reduce the incidence of breast cancer. That is clear information. And there's a particular type of testosterone therapy I know you offer, and we can talk about it later, the hormone replacement with pellet implants, where the testosterone by pellet implant specifically proven in women with previous history of breast cancer. So far, 800 patients in that study, 10-year prospective trial. I actually collaborated on the study with Dr. Rebecca Glazer. Zero recurrence, and this is in women with previous history of breast cancer. So there's a lot to cover on the hormone testosterone. So what are women asking you about, and what do you talk about when you bring up the topic on testosterone?
This is a complete debate in my practice, and that's really why I wanted you to come on the show, because I've known your history, not only in the compounding pharmacy over at Partell Specialty Pharmacy, but also your clinical research history and your work with a lot of people out there that have done research. And I think that people are not aware, specifically in the breast cancer. I have this battle every single day with hormones in my own practice and women, and the safety of hormones, even if they've got a family history of it, or if they've come back with, you know, breast cancer, they've had treatment for it. And I'm such a proactive person, even just treating testosterone. We're not giving you estrogen if you've had breast cancer. But again, these studies support that women that have had breast cancer and treating them with testosterone and the side effects that you have without having it are probably greater than not having it out there. And, you know, one of the common things that I get asked too is, well, I was hormone positive when I had the breast cancer, and my oncologist is going to fire me. I've actually heard this in my practice. My oncologist says that if I take any hormone replacement, whether it be estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, they're going to fire me as a patient because it's not safe. And you've done the research, you've collaborated with them, and I think it's a big myth out there. People are scared because of some of the big studies that have come out, but you and I kind of looking at it more too, that we balance the nutrition, we balance, you know, exercise, get the hormones balanced. Really, ultimately, even just testosterone actually has benefit to these patients, correct?
Absolutely. And, you know, when I make my statements, whenever I give a lecture or I'm on a show like this, and you know, I always anticipate that there may be medical practitioners listening or someone who may or may not have been a candidate for hormone therapy or told that they weren't and has experience in the healthcare field. And some of the things I say, they'll say, well, I've never heard this information before, but everything that I say is not necessarily my opinion. I do make statements based on my experience, but what I like to point to is the prove it when people ask me to do that, because I don't have opinions. I just make my statements based on what the preponderance of the medical evidence shows. And that's my experience as medical science liaison in the drug industry. And when someone says, how can you say that hormone therapy can reduce the incidence or recurrence of breast cancer? I'll pull the data and show them. So I have that information. I know you have copies of the information. And one of the big things we talked about, which you said way early, estrogen dominance. and nutrition. These things are key in preventing cancers. And that estrogen dominance, well, how do we modulate the estrogen activity in a woman's body? Well, we do that with hormones like progesterone and, to a much more important degree, testosterone. Testosterone receptors are found in every tissue in the female body. Progesterone receptors are too, so it's critically important. It's when hormones get out of balance that you have to really address that. And I know you look at a comprehensive hormone panel, which sometimes testosterone in women, that is skipped, and that's a great disservice. You got a hormone that should be present in a woman's body in 10 times greater quantity than estrogen. It has over 300 different functions in the female body. I'd like to know where it's at.
Absolutely. And Robert, we've talked about this a lot too. And oftentimes I'll have patients bring in their lab work that they've had done at an outside facility or through a different provider, and they bring it in, and you're exactly right. This hormone is missed in most panels in a female, and oftentimes too, or in men and women, they do this total testosterone level, which I wish they'd just take that off the lab panel, to be honest, because there's so much more than just a total testosterone level out there that's important. And it's basically a screen, and I think a lot of people get missed by just getting a total testosterone level done because there's so much more to that hormone out there. You know, another thing is you brought up about progesterone. So when women go, as we talked earlier about the treatments, and when they fail treatment, they go get a hysterectomy done. And what happens? They take their uterus out, and they deplete all the progesterone in their body. And then they wonder why they put on 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 15 pounds. The next year I'm up to 20 pounds. I got belly fat. I feel bad. I'm anxious. I'm depressed. And it's this complete cycle because that treatment alone takes away that hormone. And now women are in real trouble, right?
Absolutely. You know, there's something I do. I have to be much quicker in the pharmacy. I have to do a 2-minute consult. And before we do things like refer patients to you, someone will just walk in and ask me or one of my pharmacists, am I a candidate for hormone therapy or not? And sometimes they'll like grab our arm with white knuckles and say, I'm feeling anxious all the time, and I just want to just flip everybody off as I'm driving down the road because I'm so angry. And my doctor says I don't need hormones. Well, get estrogen, progesterone, testosterone measured. And a woman will ask me, so well, why do I do all of those? Well, because if you have low progesterone, you're going to feel the anxiety and nervousness. You're also going to feel your skin getting thinner and more dry. Progesterone has profound effects on the brain, which is why that anxiety, nervousness, and at the extreme end of that spectrum, insomnia. With testosterone, we have the mood difficulties too. The physicians in the 1940s would call it dysphoria, one term to cover anxiety, irritability, and nervousness, but also the sex drive, thickening skin, improved lean muscle mass. That doesn't mean a woman on testosterone therapy is going to develop huge, big, bulky steroid abuser muscles. She's still going to have a normal level of testosterone that'll be 1/10 of what it is in men. But she has much more testosterone in her body than she does estrogen if she's healthy. So lean muscle mass and getting rid of that fat mass so you have a lean, firm body. I think that's everyone's goal. And then let's also talk about some of the other things. You'd mentioned sex drive, but what about vaginal dryness? Do women talk about that? Should they talk about it? That is definitely hormone related. You know, it's beyond the desire, but also, you know, the intensity of sensation. All of this is hormonally related, and I think it's a great disservice to ignore these hormone levels. So what I tell women, if they complain of some of those symptoms, you need to go get tested. It all needs to be balanced. And the doctor's going to tell you, like Dr. Thomas is going to say, we're going to fix your hormones and your nutrition. So we have to have a good comprehensive approach. And people have just done fabulously well, and you get great reviews from the patients at your pharmacy. You have a lot of fans.
I know. And, you know, it really, I've seen a lot of patients that have come in and the benefit they get from hormones. They're not on all these drugs out there. So, women, if we've touched on some of the symptoms that you've had, irregular periods, PMS, you've been diagnosed with perimenopausal, menopause, you've got low sex drive, you've got vaginal dryness, you need to call my office. It's 702-731-1200. We're going to be right back after a short break, and we're going to be talking about men's health and testosterone. We'll be right back.
The pictures don't lie. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I was just looking at before and after pictures since I started losing pounds and inches at Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. Wow, what a difference. Sure, I've dropped 31 pounds in just a few months. Sure, I've gone from a 3X swimsuit to an XL, but the pictures, oh, the pictures tell the real story. Friends tell me I look 10 years younger. You know how good that feels. It turns out at Vitality, I'm not counting calories or points or any of that stuff you do. in other weight loss programs, and I'm not hungry. At Vitality, they understand people like you and me. They know we don't do rabbit food. They know we like big, juicy steaks with baked potatoes. Dr. Christy Thomas and her helpful staff will customize an eating plan just for you. Now, maybe you've given up on ever being able to lose weight. I hope you'll take just a minute to call Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing, APRN, at Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. Here's her number, 702-731-1200. It's a phone call that could change your life forever. 702-731-1200. That number one more time, 702-731-1200.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Las Vegas? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Las Vegas area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Las Vegas is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-720-6694. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-720-6694. That's 1-800-720-6694.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. I got a bunch of questions for you, and the answers could change your life for the better. Have you been looking for a sales career change? Are you a motivated self-starter? Well, the folks here at 100.5 KXNT and our new sister station, CBS Sports Radio 1140, are in the midst of a valley-wide search for the best and brightest sales talent. Folks who like to have fun in their job. Sellers who ignite with passion and high performance. If that sounds like you, I want you as part of our CBS Las Vegas team. At CBS Las Vegas, our sales philosophy is simple. The harder you want to work, the more money you'll make. Plus, you'll be working in show business in the entertainment capital of the free world. When you make the move to CBS Las Vegas, you'll benefit from an ongoing training program that will help you hone your selling skills. Speaking of benefits, at CBS Las Vegas, they begin on your first day. So join our CBS Las Vegas sales team. If you know how to sell, regardless of what it is you sell, make the call that will change your life. Call Maureen Pulicella at 702-889-7566. That's 702-889-7566.
Information Addict, FM News 100.5. This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. The doctor is in to talk about your health and your vitality on FM News 100.5.
Back on It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. Again, that phone number is 702-731-1200. I'm here in studio with Dr. Robert Seek, a pharmacist and owner of Partell Specialty Pharmacy right here in Las Vegas also. And we're kind of a team together and work together with a lot of patients out there. And we spent the first 30 minutes talking about women and some of the symptoms that they may experience, some of the myths and misconceptions out there, and how the right hormone therapy treatment is actually safe for them. And it's not normal to have low sex drive and some of the symptoms that women experience out there. And we're going to spend the last 30 minutes talking about men and some of the misconceptions in hormone treatment with men out there and how it can really benefit men and why men and women want to have this comprehensive treatment done when you've been and searched out there for every possibility, why you have fatigue, why you have sleep problems, why you're feeling a little blue or feeling down, why you may have mood swings, irritability, I feel lazy, I'm on the couch. It is football, it started. I won't comment on my team, listeners. I want to have lots of fans out there. So it's not just about sexual function in men. It's oftentimes men experience, I say it's the last thing that goes in men. Men always have sexual function. They always have sex drive. And a lot of times it will start even in their early 30s because of lifestyle, because of stress, because of the things that we're exposed to. And when I say 30s, people are like, well, you shouldn't be putting a man on testosterone in their 30s. They shouldn't have low testosterone. That's for older men. But when we do our screens and we do these comprehensive evaluations of both men and women, we find hormone deficiencies in their 20s and 30s. That doesn't mean that they're going to be put on hormone therapy right away. We don't put people on hormone therapy unless they actually need it or it's a temporary fix so that we can actually fix the problem. But oftentimes, some of the things that men will experience is they're getting that foggy memory. They're getting poor sleep at night. They're waking up at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. They're up for the day. Their wives or significant others are complaining that they're not motivated. They're feeling down. They're feeling blue. They may have some low sex drive. Oftentimes, I find, too, that men, when you go to the gym or you're even just in daily life, you're losing strength. You're not able to maintain that muscle mass out there. And they don't know what to do. And they'll go get your kidneys, your liver, your cholesterol is okay. But there's more to a basic blood panel. And you really need to see an expert in it so that you can find out the root of the problem. And Robert, what are some of the common things that you think are most that you see men come into the pharmacy with?
Well, a lot of men will come in actually as the echo effect to the first half of the show. You know, we talk about women. Women are proactive. They go see the physician, get their hormones corrected. Sex drive comes back. And what they sometimes do, these women will bring in their husbands or this lump on the couch, they'll say, they formerly referred to as their husband and say, you better fix him or I'm going to go get a boyfriend. And, you know, the men are sometimes reluctant to realize that they really need to have a comprehensive test. And even if they ask some of the medical practitioners that don't have as much experience in this area, they'll get one or two labs drawn and be shown, well, I'm in the normal range. Well, normal range is huge. I'm 43 years old. I would be captured in that normal range with 80-year-old men that have really low testosterone. So what if I'm normal? What if I'm in that normal range but not the optimal range? And that's what you need to look at, and I know that you do. And sometimes, just like the women will ask me, well, how do I know that I really need to get my hormones tested? You know, the St. Louis Adam questionnaire that anyone can Google. Any guy can Google. It's 10 questions.
And it's right on my website, too.
Exactly.
At vitalitymedicalwellness.com.
And you either answer yes or no. So the first two questions, do you have less frequent erections and less interest in sex? If you answered yes to those two alone, you know, don't pass go. You need to be tested. If you don't answer yes to those first two, but answer yes to any four on the 10, you need to be tested. And what I like what you do is engage a comprehensive approach because, you know, what if you do have a young guy with low testosterone? You're right. Testosterone replacement, you know, we need to get his testosterone level up, but just injecting testosterone with impunity might not be the right answer. Let's talk about the sleep cycle and stress and cortisol. Do they have a diet where they're getting minerals in their diet? Without zinc and magnesium, guys, you're not making testosterone. If you don't sleep, you don't make testosterone. If you're high stress and have a lot of cortisol production, you don't make testosterone. I know, Christy, you address all of that. And then when it comes down to it, if you need to have testosterone replacement, it's done safely. It's done wisely. I know that you don't have a simple approach, which I'm really glad, because when I lecture to physicians, I say you can't just test testosterone level. You have to look at the estrogen level by the ultra-sensitive assay. You have to look at something called sex hormone binding globulin. Obviously, you're checking for prostate safety and prostate health. You're looking at a whole host of hormones to make sure that you put them properly in balance, because just giving testosterone alone in men who need it, that's not the only answer. We have to balance everything else, including the nutrition and their detoxification.
I see it every day with patients and new patients that come into my practice that the whole loop, and I even draw it out for patients, it has not been fixed. It's not just simply going to your primary care provider and getting a testosterone level done. And again, like a fantastic that you mentioned this in the beginning, they go get this total testosterone done. Again, they're categorized in normal of maybe normal for who? And if you're symptomatic and you're having issues, it's a huge range. A testosterone level on a lab panel runs from 250 to 1100. And you can't tell me that a man in his 30s running in the 200 range can feel great. And really getting to the root of the problem, why they have low testosterone, is essential to have the right treatment done. You can't just put somebody on testosterone and not treat the other things out there that may be causing it. And like you'd mentioned, we do mineral screening, we do vitamin screening, we check your adrenal glands, we make sure your cortisol levels are okay. And believe me, I tell patients this is not going to be a fix in 1 or 2 weeks as a simple come in, get an injection, or run into an office and get an injection done, or take your injections home and do it. There's such more complication to it. And you really want to go to an expert, not only because I'm here talking about it because I do this, but really because we care about our patients and we want them to be safe about it. And I lecture this every day. We see so many commercials and so much media attention out there to testosterone replacement. We really want our listeners to know that it is safe if it's done right and it's done by somebody that's had this training done and gone a little bit above. And I kind of use the example, if I gave my patient a stress test, I'd have no clue. You got to go to a specialist to have that done. And that's what we really want people to be aware of, that you really need to go and have a screen done by somebody that does a comprehensive evaluation, because it's not just doing a total testosterone level and saying you're normal and that we're all crazy out there because we're putting people on treatment. But there's been a lot of myths and misconceptions out there about, you know, prostate cancer and even the commercials that you see on TV, heart attacks, stroke, blood clots, and it scares people. And I really, that's why I wanted to do this show with you, so that both men and women know that hormone therapy can be done safely. And in men, you know, typically we start screening men when they have these symptoms like you talked about early on, because we'll see, I've seen hormone deficiencies in men in their 20s, 30s. And then as we age, men, you lose testosterone every single year. So your levels are already naturally declining. There's a big myth out there about, oh, what if I get put on testosterone? I'm not going to produce any more testosterone. And you and I can kind of debate that back and forth. If you're not producing it and you're not fixing really the root of the problem, then you're in the cycle that you're just going to keep going, getting more hormones, increasing your dose, runs risks, runs safety measures. And that's where a lot of people are finding the problems out there. And really, do you think every man should be treated and screened for testosterone? I see it so frequently.
I think every man definitely should be screened. It's a questionnaire, and it's the comprehensive screening, not just the total testosterone, but there's 5 or 6 other very important labs that you have to follow. And you really have to look at that comprehensive approach, and you touched on that normal range. You mentioned, what if a guy's testosterone comes back at 200? You know, castration level of testosterone is defined as 150. So 200 is right there. What if it's 300? A doctor will say, well, you're in the normal range, you're just fine. But the high end of the normal range is almost 1200, or somewhere to 900 to 1200. What if your testosterone was 3 times higher? And I say, well, what if your bank account was 3 times larger? Your car was 3 times faster? You were 3 times stronger? You would notice that difference. So it's really important to understand optimal versus the normal level, which is just a bell curve. So, yeah, I like that you have the comprehensive approach. And, you know, you talked about these young men in particular. And, you know, the simplified approach is just, hey, come on in. We'll give you a testosterone shot every week. Get out the door. We'll measure your total testosterone and you'll be fine. That's just not enough. I like the fact that you've done a lot of courses like I have. And one of the ways we got to know each other real well. And you take into the account detoxifying these men from all those environmental pollutants that are very similar in structure to estrogen. Getting their minerals on board, because a lot of these guys still, you know, work out and they're getting rid of their zinc and magnesium, so they need to replace it.
Absolutely. And we're going to be right back. We're going to continue talking about testosterone replacement in men. And we've brought up, now hopefully we haven't scared you, men, when we talked about the castration levels and a normal testosterone level in a man, and that it's not normal to have these symptoms that you may be experiencing and how you should get treated and screened. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas with Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. We're going to be right back.
Join the Mutual Fund Store for our free seminar, Planning for a Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Retirement, on Tuesday, September 23rd from 6 o'clock to 7:30 p.m. Reserve your seat today. Visit MutualFundStore.com and click the free live event section on the homepage.
The pictures don't lie. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I was just looking at before and after pictures since I started losing pounds and inches at Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. Wow, what a difference. Sure, I've dropped 31 pounds in just a few months. Sure, I've gone from a 3X swimsuit to an XL, but the pictures, oh, the pictures tell the real story. Friends tell me I look 10 years younger. You know how good that feels. It turns out at Vitality, I'm not counting calories or points or any of that stuff you do in other weight loss programs, and I'm not hungry. At Vitality, they understand people like you and me. They know we don't do rabbit food. They know we like big, juicy steaks with baked potatoes. Dr. Christy Thomas and her helpful staff will customize an eating plan just for you. Now, maybe you've given up on ever being able to lose weight. I hope you'll take just a minute to call Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing, APRN, at Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. Here's her number, 702-731-1200. It's a phone call that could change your life forever. 702-731-1200. That number one more time, 702-731-1200.
Listen up, Vegas. Dollar Loan Center guarantees to beat the rate of any payday lender. You can even apply and get fully funded online at don'tbebroke.com. A signature loan up to $2,500 in minutes with no hidden fees and no checking account required. And now you can get a title loan for up to 80% of your vehicle's value with no credit check at all. At Dollar Loan Center, you only pay for the time you have the loan out, and we lend more, way more than the rest. With more than 25 area locations, or apply and get funded online at don'tbebroke.com. Signature loans up to $2,500 or auto title loans up to $10,000. Call 702-364-LOAN today.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Loans are subject to approval.
Welcome to my home.
Dean Martin, Frank, Sammy. Those
personal
are good times.
Reflections and private recollections of some of the greatest moments in showbiz history. Presented on stage by Dina Martin, daughter of Dean Martin. At the showroom at South Point. Dina Martin, September 13th and 14th. Tickets at the box office. Online at southpointcasino.com or by phone. 702-797-8055. Dina Martin at the South Point.
Your time is your most valuable asset, and waiting for the evening news just isn't an option. Get the information you need when you want it and where you want it with the new RJ Mobile app. With the Las Vegas Review-Journal's free mobile app, you'll have 24/7 access to breaking news from around town and around the world, delivered by Nevada's largest award-winning news team. Download the new free mobile app from the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We're more than a newspaper. Your community, your RJ.
If you like what you hear, you'll love what you see at KXNT.com. Interact with us now. This is News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. The doctor is in to talk about your health and your vitality on FM News 100.5.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com, and my office phone number is 702-731-1200. And I'm here in studio with Dr. Robert Seek, pharmacist with Partell Specialty Pharmacy right here in Las Vegas. We've been talking about women's health in the first half of our show, and men, we've been focusing on you, and we might have scared some of you when we left to break, and talking about total testosterone levels, and if you go get screened and you're in the 200 range, that you're actually only about 50 or 100 points above castration level. And a lot of men out there, it probably brought your attention, and it's not normal to have fatigue, foggy memories, sleep problems. And a lot of times people will go and get this screening done, and they just are told it's the natural aging process. Live with it. And I've heard it every day in my practice. And oftentimes, even in men, the estrogen will go up. And when we do a screen in our office, we're not just doing this one day testosterone level, get your testosterone level the same day, get on treatment, get fixed today. If it was that simple, the whole world would be getting fixed on their testosterone levels out there. And it's important because I'll see people go and they get this type of testing done, or they're going and getting this injection every week. Their levels are all over the place. One day they're 200, one day they're 800. One day I feel good, one day I don't feel good. And it really gives this bad conception to hormones out there. And how, when we left for break, we were talking about how it's really comprehensive, how it's detailed. It's not as easy as going in and getting a test done and getting a total testosterone level. Yeah, I can get a total testosterone level back at my clinic in the same day also. But you want to have all the mother hormones and get the proper treatment for it. And even screening men out there, I'm finding estrogen levels over that 30 marker, and how the research out there alone shows that high estrogens are actually bad for men, and they actually have a negative effect on your heart, and you actually have a double risk of a heart attack when that estrogen, it's not your testosterone level out there that may be causing the problem and that you're hearing a lot of these commercials out there about. So not having energy, not waking up and feeling good, having decrease in muscle tone, not having sex drive, having erectile dysfunction is not as simple as giving somebody some of the medications out there that are commonly known as Levitra and Cialis and Viagra. It's just a temporary fix. It's not fixing the problem. And eventually, as you know, Robert, you know, a lot of the medications stop working. I often see that people will come in, I've done Viagra, I have the worst headache of my life, or I have these side effects. And it's not as simple as just taking a pill and, yeah, it may fix the problem temporarily, but you're not going to have sex drive. So why do you want to have erectile function? Because it does nothing to fix the sex drive in a man, correct?
That's absolutely right. And, you know, you touched on a number of points, and here's what it highlights to me is the comprehensive approach is the way to go. I mean, as you know, people walk into the pharmacy, and I do a short 2-minute consult, and guys will say, okay, do I really need to get tested for testosterone or not? Well, have you noticed a decrease in muscle mass around your arms? Have you noticed increase in fat mass around your belly? Are you thinking less clearly? Are you sleeping less well? Yes. Do you have reduction in sex drive and erectile function? You know, that'll come along with it. And some guys are so ambivalent, and I'll just say that, you know, indecisiveness. Well, I don't know if I should get this tested or not. That's a sign of low testosterone, and you have to get checked. But it's not just the testosterone, like you said. You've got to be measuring the stress hormone and cortisol levels, the estrogen levels. You know, you said a guy at 30. I like to keep guys at 10 or 20. And how are they going to do that? Well, you take the time to talk about nutrition and nutritional supplements in your office because you need magnesium and zinc. You have to have those if you're men. Women too, but no testosterone if you don't have these two minerals if you're a guy. You're out of minerals. And you have to be detoxifying all the estrogen-like chemicals that we are bombarded by every day in the environment. There's only about 10,000 of them. So we really have to look at all of that. So I like your approach. I think guys definitely need to get checked. And, you know, why don't you go ahead and tell them your number again?
My phone number is 702-731-1200. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. And you can call my office. We're going to do a screen. You're going to get a comprehensive study. For those of you that may be worried about insurance, we are doing a cash discount for this show. The promo code is KXNT for both men and women. You can call my office. It's going to be $149 for your first consultation. You're going to spend approximately about an hour with me in the office and get a comprehensive evaluation. We're going to order your blood work. You know, too, Robert, I want to touch quickly before we end on the show today. A lot of fears out there and a lot of the media and a lot of the advertising out there about testosterone. Have you been on testosterone, heart attack, stroke, blood clots? And I think that has brought a lot of negative media attention to hormones, and we are really missing a lot of people out there to get treatment because of that. Can you tell us quickly?
It's unfortunate, and I like to use my favorite phrase. I base decisions on what the preponderance of medical evidence showed. Two very highly flawed studies said that guys on testosterone might have an increased risk of cardiovascular disease. I can stack up about 15 studies that show you need testosterone to have a healthy cardiovascular system. The conception about prostate, did you know when testosterone is low and estrogen is high, that's when you're at risk for prostate cancer? Well proven in studies, and then my favorite one is right out of the British Journal of Urology. If you have low testosterone, high estrogen, that's what puts you at risk. You need to keep the testosterone high, and I highly recommend getting a copy of Abraham Morgenthaler's book, Testosterone for Life, because he really goes through the data in a great way. He's head of the testosterone study group. He's out of Harvard University and very difficult to argue with.
And Ben, right here on this show with us here, and we really kind of broke down testosterone replacement and its safety out there. And listeners, we're going to have to end the show, but we're going to be back next Saturday at 10 a.m. with another hot topic. We're going to be talking about vitamins and nutrition supplements, kind of what we touched a little bit on the show today, because you don't want to go out there and be buying stuff over the counter to support your magnesium and your zinc. And we're going to bring that topic to you about how important it is to be on the right supplements pharmaceutical-grade supplements out there. And we're going to be back next Saturday at 10 a.m. right here on 100.5 FM News. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN. Let me give you my office phone number for a consult. It's 702-731-1200. My website, vitalitymedicalwellness.com.